When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, welcome to a morning stream. Gianni and I are recording this at 20 past nine on Wednesday morning. We've had a couple of FA Cup matches, we've got some more tonight. We all witnessed the horror show that was Burnley versus Leicester last night. But Gianni, neither of us free-hitted, and you can see on the screen we've both got green arrows, so we've both got to be relatively happy, right?
Yeah, I was. I mean, despite owning a Burnley defender, I still wanted them to concede because I just knew all the free hit teams at the double up. So even when Ben Mee did go off after 41 minutes, he's my Burnley defender. I was slightly worried when they were still on a clean sheet 80 minutes in. But yeah, Leicester fortunately got the better of them.
It did. It left it late. My boy Madison coming. Well, he's not on my team, but you know, my boy coming off the bench. Well, it was the subs, wasn't it? Madison and Vardy coming off the bench. That's the kind of difference in something like that. So yeah, and a clean sheet for them, so a big result. Right, we're going to talk about your points. We're going to talk about your team going forward. Your team's really interesting because you're in a different position to a lot of people. You've still got your free hits. We've still got all your chips, your bench boost, you use your triple captain. But oh no, you haven't got your bench boost. Sorry, you've got your triple captain. You've used your bench boost,
and you've got two free hits.
That's right. Yeah. So yeah, really interesting position. I don't think many people are in that position, and you're on the ascendancy, 28k in the world, so yeah, things are looking up.
I can't name a single person that is following my chip strategy out.
No, I know, but it's kind of working ish I mean, the bench boost was a bit of a disaster, wasn't it? But
yeah, wasn't great. The bench boost.
Yeah. Okay, we'll come on to that, your strategy, in a second. As we do, just want to talk about Fantasy Five. So Jan and I sort of do this every week. We're trying to win £10,000, which you can win for playing for free. They're partnered with Fantasy Scout this season, and it's basically a complimentary game. You can play on the side alongside FPL. It takes a few minutes just to enter your team. Like I said, it's completely free, and there's some really good cash prizes to be won. If you're a UK resident, you can win an Apple Watch this month for being the top scoring team. If you're a non-UK resident, you can win a signed Thierry Henry shirt. So interesting, very interesting. If you want to get involved, there's links in the description below, and there's slightly different places you go to depending on whether you're UK resident or a non-UK. So check out the links below. If you are interested in this, Gianni and I will be picking our team for the week at the end of this video. You essentially pick five players across five different games. They have a fantasy target, and if they hit it and you get all five right, then you win £10,000. Easy, no problem at all. Right, so we'll get into that kind of at the end. Before we do that, though, let's talk about your game week 27. You got 67 points, which is a really good score considering you didn't free hit. It's beaten a lot of free hit teams. You got points as well from lots of different places, so I'll go through that quickly. You had Foster in goal with 10. What? Like, what? Absolutely ridiculous. Cancelo with 9. Dean coming in with 6. Me with 3 and Kilman with 2. Bowen with 3. Olise, finally getting you something. 8 points for him. And Philly Foden, our mate who we chat about every week, scoring the goal against Everton.
The go-to Man City asset, I might add.
Still the go-to man asset. As everyone free-hitted him out to go for the more, you know, illustrious Sterling and De Bruyne and Mahrez, it was our mate Foden that came through. Your mate Broja with 2. I'm only going to whisper about him on this stream. Veghorst with 6 as your captain. What a disaster. And then Harry Kane with 11. I mean, you must be delighted with that. Points from lots of different players. You know, you didn't get sucked into the free here. You still kept that chip. I guess the only real downside was the captain, right?
Yeah, as always, mate. I challenge anyone in the chat to have fewer captaincy points than me this season. Now, this is where you ask me how many captain points I've got this season, and I don't actually know the answer, but I do know I am lower than everyone else that I'm in various leagues with when I've seen the charts on Twitter, and I'm like literally at the bottom. I think, as you've got about 100 points on me. So, yeah, absolute nightmare. My I always like to back the double game weeker. I was torn on Kane and Weghorst. They were the only two I was looking at. Weghorst did come close against Palace, disallowed goal, just clipped the top of the crossbar, could have scored last night. Like there were, he had lots of action. So I don't massively regret the decision. But elsewhere, yeah, loads of wins. I did get very lucky on Foster as. I mean, how United didn't score in that football match. That was great.
And it was him getting awarded the extra save at the end of the match as well. Then that put him up to 3 bonus.
It was amazing.
He wasn't getting any before that.
It was so nice because usually on the Saturday 3 p.m. kickoffs, I'm at home and I'm kind of watching the BT show and looking at every goal and assist. And I was out on Saturday and yeah, I was just on my phone just checking the scores and I saw that Watford had managed. I was checking every 10 minutes throughout the game. But yeah, when I saw the clean sheet, it was so nice. And I just thought, oh, this is a much better way to do the 3 p.m. kickoffs. The anxiety goes. So yeah, it was a very good week. I also rolled my transfer as. So I don't know if you remember, we were discussing maybe Foster should be a transfer out. I mean, you suggested maybe
Foster.
I think we spoke about Foster, didn't we? Who, again, would have been a good call. But I'm glad I rolled there. So now I've got two transfers saved. And yeah, a good-looking team with still loads of flexibility. Which is good based on what happens in the FA Cup. But there are a few players there that are doing well for me that I might have to sell. Like Elise, I might have to sell at some point. He's had 2 returns in 3 weeks. Foden, I'm very likely to sell soon, even though he's returning. So yeah, it's a tricky one.
Well, to put it into context about how good your week was, Greyhead, who does the Great and the Good series on Fantasy Football Scout, he sent me a kind of an update about the league. So this is, you know, people like Mark, Tom Freeman, nice. All the Fabio, all the kind of best managers
all
around.
Big names.
So the majority of them, well, not the majority of them, but quite a few of them are free-hitted this week. All the ones that Mark had in 26, other people didn't. The top scoring manager in last game week in the Great and the Good was Mark, amazingly, with 63.
God.
So not only did you get 67, which was the best score, you also rolled the transfer as well. So you've got an extra transfer on people. So
that is a win.
What is this is what Stephen De Velter is saying in the chat. This is not the Janny we're used to having in previous seasons. What's going on? If you can sort the captain out, this should be a top 10K this year, right?
Man, if I can sort the top captain out, it'd be top 500. do you know what, Stephen? You make a very good point. Although your experiences of me as an FPL manager, Stephen, probably go on what you saw last year, which was chaos. And when you're fighting against or running against the wind and you're digging yourself deeper holes, you just make very rash decisions. And that's what the sort of weird spiral I got into last year. And all FPL managers have probably had one of those seasons. And mine just happened to be last year. This is my management style. You will very rarely see me follow a chip strategy everyone else does. You'll very rarely see me have a team full of template players. I'm always bad at picking captains. This is what a Janny team looks like. And I usually finish around the sort of 15, 20K mark, like, which isn't great, but that's sort of where I'm at.
Yeah. I think if you were on the kind of wild card in 26 and free hit strategy, like you've got to be feeling very unlucky with everything that kind of transpired. I mean, you know, not only did the players who a lot of people went for, I mean, the Man City triple. I mean, you know, Mark, for example, managed to get 63, but he had Sterling, De Bruyne and Mahrez. You know, all we went really hard thinking that was going to be a big City win. And they really struggled and looked really laboured. Yeah. And, you know,
Was it the right call, Az? I mean, you can say it's unlucky, but I look at it and I completely get the decision to wildcard when they did. Speaking from someone that wildcarded a month ago, I get that. I have never, ever... Take the fixtures away from it. And look, I'm not criticising the managers that have done this. Christ, these managers are elite managers, that there was good thinking behind it, sure. And there was upside and there was potential and it didn't work. And it's very easy to say with hindsight. But I said this on day one. When you wildcard, surely... I mean, when I wildcard, the first thing I want to do is roll a transfer the next week. Maybe I do transfer the week after, but I've never heard of wildcarding and free hitting the week after. That, take away what we've just seen with fixtures, that's a bizarre... Has anyone ever done that? Yet this season, everyone did it. And United had a good fixture in City. These guys didn't have doubles. United didn't double. City didn't double. They weren't about to blank beyond that. I just think it was... I get why people did the move. And look, it's very easy to criticise. I'm not criticising them. Like, they saw an upside and everything is team dependent. But I just look at it and go, take a step back. A free hit after a wild card? That blows my mind.
Well, the two things with that are, firstly, we shouldn't gloat too much at the moment because
I'm not gloating.
I think what I'm doing for Black Box, I've taken some different strategies, like a kind of a sample of different strategies. I'm going to look to see how they've performed in blocks. So it'll be, you know, the 26, 27, probably the 28 to 30, and then kind of then 6 game weeks on from that, and to see kind of who's won and then overall who's kind of won. So I think there's still plenty of time to go, and it was a disastrous free hit, because if City had won that game 6-0 and Sterling and De Bruyne had got double digits, it would have been a very different picture. I mean, the point about your free hit though, and using it after a wild card, was that people had to load up on Arsenal and Liverpool because they've got the double coming in 29. Mm-hmm. So that's 6 players down without a game completely. So you had to free hit if you went in with 6.
5 if Ramsdale is one of those 6. So you could have played that week with 9 or 10.
You could have played Foster and got 10 points.
I know.
Which is where it really hurts, right?
I get what you're saying, Az. It's so easy to look back and go, oh, that was the wrong decision. And I'm not even saying it's the wrong decision. I just think, take the fixtures away from it. And I know it is fixture dependent, but it feels madness. If you go into a season and say, your chip strategy for this season, you're going to wild card and then you're going to free hit the week later. I don't think we've ever seen that, have we? And yeah, sure, Liverpool and Arsenal, there was upside. But let's not forget, there's 18 other teams in the league with players that are performing. And
I think people have wildcarded and maybe a few game weeks down the line thought, well, I'm not even going to bother covering that game week because, you know, there's... And I think we're going to see people doing that with 30 as well. So I think we're going to see wildcards, you know, now and in 28, 29. And then, you know, just ignoring 30, depending on what teams get through, it might just be the people go, okay, forget 30 because I'm going to free hit in that week anyway. So I guess that's a similar kind of thing to before. But no, you're right. I mean, it's why I've really enjoyed these last few weeks, though, because I've really enjoyed seeing people's strategies and you know, the differences. It's fallen into our laps really well in terms of points, but we need to now capitalise on that and do it. And that's one of the reasons why I'm free hitting this week.
Yeah, I love that. It's fun.
Well, one good thing about it is free hitters can't do it. The ones who free hitted last week can't do it. So I'm already stealing a bit of a march on those. But yeah, like we're going to see in a second, you know, 2 free transfers for you don't need to. So
if I didn't have the 2 free transfers, it would probably be something I considered. And like, it's not that I'm not saying my chip strategy is right and those that wildcarded and free hit are wrong, like completely not. Like, I mean, this is a guy that bench boosted 2 weeks ago when I didn't triple captain Mo, and my bench boost was terrible and Mo absolutely smashed it. I just love that there is so much variety in this strategy. Like the template feels that it was those that wildcard and free hit, but don't forget that's probably only about 50% of engaged managers. I did a poll on Twitter with thousands of responses, and I think about 50% of that FPL Twitter audience won a free hit last week. It's about half. And those that aren't are people like us who are going in a completely different direction, which is so cool. And your direction is different to mine. And yeah, it's just nice to have that variety, because in years gone by, it's been 90% following one trend and 10% pretty much doing option 2. There's 5-6 options at the moment. It's brilliant.
I can't remember since the chips were introduced something quite like this, where it's been so different. I think because it happens so quickly, because normally we've known quite far in advance. And then, you know, you follow people like Ben Crane or people, and then you kind of work out what the kind of best thing to do is, and everyone follows it. Because it happened Friday night, people couldn't do that. They had to literally make a decision really quickly. And yeah, I kind of hope that something like that happens again. We get some more double game weeks just dropped in last minute, and it forces people to make decisions without lots of planning.
Praise the Lord for these big content creators that did it, because it's great. Like, we follow advice from people we know and trust, and there was a few big names that went for it, and of course others do follow, and I like, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's take a look at how you're set up for next game week. So you've got 4 double game weekers in play at the moment with 2 free transfers. So you've got Foster and goal again, your boy, Cancelo, Dean, Trent and Kilman, who you've stuck the captain's armband on. I sense that's probably not gonna continue into the game week. Salah, Foden, Saka, Elise, and then Broya and Kane, and on your bench, Ramsdale, Bowen, and then your 2 Burnley players, Veghorst and me. 1.6 million in the bank, 2 free transfers. What are you thinking?
What am I thinking? Gosh, I mean, 2 free transfers. I think I might take a 4-point hit as. Like, I look at it and think, I can get three extra players here that will be on a double game week. So that will then give me, I don't know, what have I got at the moment? 5, that would give me 8. What have I got? 4, and that would give me 7. Yeah. So I'm thinking, I'm going to have to sell some good players here. Like, I'm going to have to sell maybe a Foden. I'm going to have to sell, you know, maybe a Weghorst or me. A lot depends on the FA Cup.
Yeah, you said good players, Jenny.
Yeah, not the Burnley lads. And Sachin, thank you for your addition in the chat. I perhaps do love the sound of my own voice, but please do note this is the Gianni Battici team reveal, so if you're not interested, don't watch. Anyway, to start my Wednesday morning. Yeah. thanks, Barry. So much on the FA Cup. I can't quite work out what I want. Do I want to see that Spurs game go into blank game week 30, where it'll be Spurs-West Ham, where I've got Bowen and I've got Kane? Or do I want the Southampton game to go in, where I've got the two Burnley and the Brozier? Whatever game doesn't go in, I'll probably be selling the other one's assets. So it could be selling Burnley, or it could be selling Bowen, for example. So again, I'll be looking on the Wednesday, Thursday to think, yeah, where do I go on that? But I'm not too attached to the single game week players. I'm happy to go, yeah, they have to go, and maybe I'll bring them back later in the season if needed.
So, okay, there's a couple of questions here. So I think, firstly, my question is, what do you do with Chelsea? You're a Chelsea fan, sort of. Chelsea-ish. Italy fan first, Chelsea fan second. They're likely to get a double game week, right? Because they need to either lose to Luton, or Norwich need to lose to Liverpool, which is very unlikely on both counts. I mean, Luton are doing quite well in the Championship. I wouldn't be mega surprised if they got a surprise there, but I can't see Norwich getting anything against Liverpool. So does your transfer plans involve any Chelsea? Which ones would you get if you were gonna?
Yeah, good question, Az. I think if Chelsea double, almost certainly out of my three transfers, one, if not two, will be Chelsea, because the double looks great. And then moving forward, the fixtures are so good. If Reece James doesn't play tonight, or perhaps even gets 30 minutes tonight, I might go Reece James for that double if the comments are good. I would much prefer James over Rudiger, but I still think Rudiger's a really nice option. So, yeah, Chelsea defence is always my go-to. Like, their defenders are better than their attackers. We know that. Look, the clean sheets they get are crazy. And I can easily make Ben Mee Reece James, for example. But then I'm looking at the midfield and thinking Foden out to perhaps Havertz. And again, if Havertz is rested tonight,
I go there again.
And I do think my captaincy will be dictated by my three players I bring in. Whether that's a Chelsea player or whether that's a Rafinha, for example, I'm not quite sure. But yeah, it's very likely that I'll be captaining someone I bring in, I think.
Okay, so if you were going to bring in... So you mentioned Reece James. I mean, Rudiger's the kind of safer choice, with still some attacking potential. Got Thiago Silva as well, sort of playing most minutes. Sort of it, really, isn't it? I mean, Alonso, are you going to go there? I mean, you could do,
no.
I guess.
I just don't like that Chelsea have been playing the back four at times, where Sar goes left back and Alonso misses out. So I do think Alonso is perhaps even the riskiest of picks. I don't be surprised to see him play 50% a game, start 50% between now and the end of the season.
Yep, that's good to know. And Havertz over Mount?
I think so. I do think both will start both games in the double. And Havertz, I think, has started the last 5. We've seen him play number 9. And when he doesn't play 9, even if Lukaku does start, you'd think Havertz on current form is still going to be chosen as one of the two 10s. If Ziyech was fit, maybe Ziyech and Mount, you could look at it over Havertz at times. But knowing Ziyech is currently injured, I think I would go Havertz. But again, if Mount looks sharp tonight, maybe we go there. I do think Mount and Havertz both are good options for the double. Just like I think Rudiger and James are. I've even looked at it and gone, could I go triple Chelsea and go James, Mount and Havertz and sell both Bowen, Foden and me? That is an option. I don't think I'm ready for the triple up, knowing game week 30, Chelsea don't play in that blank. And I do need to, with my transfers in this week, I don't need everyone to be playing in 30. But if I go for a Villa player or a Leeds player, a Rafinha or a Coutinho, then I know I get the double, or possibly a Southampton player, and I also get the game week 30 cover. So you don't get that with Chelsea, but I think, knowing I don't have a wild card, I've got to think, who do I want long term? And I know I want Chelsea long term.
I mean, Havertz only started 2 of the last 9 games. I'm guessing he was injured between 17 and 20 because he played no minutes at all. He then started against Liverpool, didn't play against City, 10 minutes against Brighton, no minutes against Spurs, and then 90 against Palace. Is that not too big a concern?
It looks like it, but that's Premier League games. And we forget Chelsea haven't barely been playing in the Premier League. I heard a stat the other day, something like 3 or 4 of their last 10 games have been in the Premier League. So when you look at those other 6 or 7, the Champions League games, the Club World Cup games, and Havertz started all of them. So I think the commentators said on the game the other day, I think they said Havertz has started the last 5. I may be wrong on that.
Okay.
But in the Club World Cup, he was very good. He scored the winning goal. It was admittedly a penalty, but Havertz will be on penalties. Don't forget, if Jorginho is not on the pitch and Lukaku's not on the pitch, Havertz is our penalty taker. So again, you have the penalty appeal there, as we saw in the Club World Cup. He scored the winner. And by the way, Havertz doesn't miss pens. His record is insane. He took them at Leverkusen. He's got like as good a conversion rate as you'll see. So, yeah, I think the upside is there with Havertz. And the way he's playing, I think he starts both.
Stop talking to Havertz, Gianni.
I want to see him rested against Luton, though.
Yeah. I think the games tonight are absolutely fascinating because we're going to... I think particularly the Chelsea game, because I think we could get some options off the back of that just purely from who doesn't play. I mean, Pulisic as well, we haven't mentioned him. Yeah. He's been playing a lot of games. I mean, I know there's Cho there as well, but like you said, Ziyech is out and Pulisic has been playing well. I thought Chelsea played really well in the FA Cup final in the Carabao Cup final. And yeah, and you know, if Mount missing 2 sitters, Lukaku's offside, it could have been a very different story.
Havertz scored an offside goal as well. Remember, he took that really well on his left foot.
Yeah, he did. Havertz was excellent actually in that.
I think he was our best player
in that game. Yeah, he really steps up in these finals, doesn't he?
Yeah, he loves a final. Even looking back to the Euros when like Germany were poor in that game against England, Havertz was one of the few Germany players that turned up, and Havertz was Germany's best player. And he just loves a big game. And I think he is coming into his own now. And Tuchel does clearly rate him highly, where he can play him as a number 9. And that's probably not his best position, but he does a really good job there. We look better with him there than we do with Lukaku.
I think almost like there's no doubt about that Havertz fits the system better than Lukaku does, especially at the moment. I think it'd be very harsh to drop Havertz at the moment, given... given how well he's been playing. Very good. Okay, so there's a few people in the chat mentioning Coutinho or any kind of Aston Villa mid, really. I mean, you've got Ramsey, you've got Coutinho. I mean, Buendia was benched. You're probably not going to go there. There's a bit of a change in system for Villa now. Watkins and Ings sort of playing up front. Gerrard bigging up that combo as well. What do you think that means for someone like Coutinho? Is that good news for him? Or plays a bit deeper? I'm not really... Sure.
I was really keen to see that how Villa played against Brighton, knowing it was Ings, Watkins and Coutinho in the hole behind. I think Buendia may have had a knock, which is why he missed out, though. And I don't know if he'll go back to the 2 number 10s and just Watkins. But obviously they had a good result against Brighton. But Villa were lucky not to concede. And at the moment, I've got Luca Dean. And I think I'm happy with just a single Villa asset. Like Coutinho, about a week ago, we were looking at this double go and Coutinho's a potential captaincy option. I don't think he is. Not for me anyway. Sure, if I'm on a free hit like you, Az, I probably include him in my 11. He's a standout Villa midfielder for sure, but I've not been impressed by Villa. They started so well under Gerrard. You did a fantastic research for Black Box on Villa. And after listening to that, I actually bought Luca Dean and it's been okay. But they've underwhelmed of late, I think we can all admit. I'd say... one Villa is enough for me, and I'll be swerving Coutinho because he's not cheap either. You know, Rafinha's less money. I prefer the look of Rafinha, knowing new manager bounce. Leeds have got nice fixtures. They play Norwich in the 29 fixture, and they also play in blank 30. I'd go Rafinha over Coutinho.
I think last week I didn't want to play the free hit for two reasons. One, that I thought my team was in fairly good shape anyway. I had 11 out, for example. And secondly, we talked about it. There didn't seem to be enough upside to the games that were there. I mean, the City Everton didn't fill me with confidence to see we're going to win that game, you know, heavily, like we said. And, you know, it was only Burnley with a double game week. Whereas I look at this week and I look at the fact we might get a double game week for Chelsea. I mean, against Burnley and Norwich, I mean, it's an incredible double game week for them. Yeah. And then you look at some of the other double game week fixtures as well. I mean, you talk about Rafinha at Leeds, you know, you've got a new manager bounce, you've got them playing Leicester, who are league, okay, they've got a clinch against Burnley, but Burnley are one of the poorest attacks in the league. And then Villa as well. You've got Wolves. I haven't got any Wolves defence at the moment. And they've got 2 really good looking home games against Palace and Watford. And Southampton as well. I mean, you know, you've got Broya, someone like Che Adams, Ward-Prowse. You know what I mean? There's enough players now where I'm thinking, okay, my team looks okay this week, but I've only got four double game weekers. I could get that up to nine with a free hit and getting some of these players that, I haven't got. Who'd you captain then? If you were kind of making these transfers, you talked about Chelsea defence, would you go for Havertz?
I think whoever my Chelsea players I bring in, whoever that's going to be, I think I probably captain them. So if that's double Chelsea and it's between, I don't know, Reece James and Havertz or Mount and Rudiger, I don't know if I favour the defence. I think if it's Reece James in my team, I probably favour the defence. If it's a midfielder, if I go Havertz in the midfield, I probably favour him. I do think I'll go Chelsea with the double game week over Salah, for example, or over Kane or over Kilman. I think Chelsea, with those two fixtures, we can trust the armband. And look, we've been stung with a double game week captaincy. We've just seen Weghorst. We saw Dennis a few weeks back. Like, going with these double game weekers from bottom half teams over a premium with one fixture has cost us. And I don't want to fall into that trap again. And perhaps I would be if I was giving a Kilman or a Dean the armband. I'm genuinely not going to do that. I probably would be going Salah over them. But the Chelsea guys with a double, I think we can trust.
Yep. Very good. And my final question for you is, any thoughts on when you're going to play all of these mini chips you've got? I mean, you've talked about getting through 30 without using one. That means you're going to have, what, 7 game weeks to use 2 free hits, a wild card, and a triple captain.
Yeah. No, I've got my wild card. I've used my wild card.
You've used your wild card. So, okay. three chips in 7 weeks.
Yeah, well, I think I'll use my triple captain next week. I think Mo Salah, triple captain, is on.
Okay,
so
that's one.
I think, I mean, I also like the idea of a free hit 29. It's a shame I can't play both chips. I love the free hit 29 idea too, because you could go triple Spurs, triple Arsenal. So, I don't know. Game week 33 is going to be a blank and a double. Game week 36 is going to be a massive double. They're the two obvious places for my two free hits. Again, we are going to see a lot of doubles between now and the end of the season, which will be small doubles, which might involve 2 or 4 teams playing twice. Depending on the schedule, I might go for a big upside on those guys. What I've always liked doing with free hits is to target, if I can, the doubles. So sure, the blank in game week 30, I won't get 11 men out if I don't free hit. But I'll probably settle for my 8 players with a free hit, and that'll be fine without a free hit. But the plan was, if the fixtures work against me in the FA Cup, I was going to free hit in 30 if there was just those 3 fixtures in. But after what we saw last night with Spurs losing, we know we're now getting that additional fixture. Either the Spurs-West Ham game or the Southampton-Burnley game will definitely be added. So that means I don't think I need to free hit, because instead of having 6 players, I'm going to have 8.
Yeah. And I think the game week 30, I think a lot of people have got that chip earmarked for that week. But if you can get an 11 out for that week, again, I don't think it's a week where the upside is going to be that strong. And there are still doubles to be rearranged. So I think, you know, depending on the results tonight, I think people's strategies are going to change. Well, they're definitely going to change even more. And I think the more teams we see, the less free hits we'll probably see as well, which will be good news for anyone who's used both their free hits, which I'm sure a lot of people have. At this stage, very good, very good. So just before we finish, we will pick our Fantasy Five selections for anyone interested in this. Let me just make this screen a bit bigger. There we go. So our first game, Jani, is Newcastle v Brighton. Oh, I don't even know what's going on with Brighton at the moment. We've just completely fallen apart. We're just not playing well at all, conceding loads of goals. Yeah, it's all looking a bit grim. It's funny how this, it's almost like we're kind of safe now. So rather than pushing on, it happens to teams like, you know, like Southampton and teams in previous season, they get to around mid-table and then it's just kind of like,
The beach teams.
Yeah, we're on the beach and there's like, what, 11 weeks to go. So what do you reckon in this? I think this is quite a good game for Newcastle, probably, given the way we're playing at the moment. Ryan Fraser's been playing well.
Yeah.
Willock as well has started to hit some form. And I wonder if we're going to start seeing, you know, some investment in their assets. 2 double game weeks to come as well.
And yeah, I didn't mention them in my transfer thoughts. The other team to consider is Newcastle. Willock, Fraser, Matt Target, all options.
Yep.
Double-double, like they're the only team with a double-double.
Go on, you can pick Fraser or Willock.
I'm going to go wee man. Let's go Fraser.
Go Fraser.
I know Willock's streaky, but Fraser could have had 5 assists at the weekend.
Yep, his target's 6.5. So he needs a goal or a couple of assists, which...
Yeah.
Probably isn't too unrealistic. It's crazy the difference in the way we talk about Newcastle now, right?
I know.
The one good thing with Willock is that he's probably more likely to get a goal, and that would hit his target. But We pick phrase now, so we say them.
We said it now.
Yeah. Liverpool, West Ham is next. So you've got Antonio at 6.5. And then kind of the big name, Salah's 12.5. I can't see him getting that big. I mean, West Ham are a good side. I can't see Salah going
many,
too wild. No, I can't see him going wild. I mean, Jota's 8.5. Are we going to see him coming back in? Diaz is 9.5. I think we probably pick a West Ham player. I think the one I've seen is Suchek. Suchek's 4.5.
Oh, yeah. Let's go Suchek then. Just needs one.
There's no reason why Suchek can't get a header or assist for something.
And he just scored last time out.
And he did. Yep. He's back. Watford Arsenal next. Another interesting game. You know, a couple of weeks ago, you'd completely written Watford off in this match. But improved defensively, Dungy Hodgson. I mean, as you said, United were very unlucky not to score. But, you know, there's three clean sheets now under Hodgson when they didn't have any beforehand. So Arsenal might find this one a kind of hard to break down. Again, I like looking at the 4.5 options on this game. I mean, Sissoko, for example, is 4.5. He just needs an assist. He just needs, you know, anything to, you know, come off his shin or whatever, and he gets it. Whereas you look at someone like Lacazette, 6.5, Saka, 8.5. These guys need more than one return. So I'm going to make the case for going for Sissoko.
Yeah, I'm up for that. I'm with you. Like, the 4.5s are great because it's like, okay, they might not be the most attacking players, sure, but you just need one fumbler off the shin, as you say.
You've got to be very lucky to hit these anyway, but you kind of feel like it's more likely to get anything from a more defensive player than loads of things from an attacking player.
Yeah,
that's the kind of... That's why it's a good game. It's tricky. It's kind of deceptively... You know, it's simple, but deceptively hard.
Well, we don't get to pick defensive-minded midfielders in FPL because they're pointless, but they're not in this game.
Well, we picked Suchek and Sissoko, so that's interesting. Okay, Man City United. We've got Ronaldo at 6.5. Fernandes is going to be more, 7.5. And then you've got like De Bruyne, 9.5. Sterling, Foden, all really expensive, all these big names. I mean, Jadon Sancho's 5.5. I mean, I know he's going to play. Club.
He's got to start this time round.
He's going to play. There's some pretty tasty...
That's good value, that.
There is. McTominay's 4.5 as well. And, you know, he does like to step it up in these kind of big games.
He does. Was he injured last time out? I don't think he started against Watford, did he? So I don't know what his injury status. But Sancho, I think Sancho's the one. 5.5,
I think Sancho's the one. A 5.5 for Sancho. We're not going to see that. Pogba's 5.5 as well.
I mean, the odds are clearly with City as favourites, but you just wouldn't put it past United in a derby.
I know, absolutely. And then our final match is Tottenham v Everton. Kane is up to 8.5. Son's 8.5 as well. And then you've got players like Kulusevski at 7.5. Probably no one else you're really going to get. How much are the defenders? All the defenders are 6.5 from both teams. So they're tough to pick.
120 minutes Spurs, didn't they, last night? And Everton didn't have a game, so...
Yeah. I mean, Van der Beek's 4.5 again. Just needs an assist.
He's looked really good, to be fair. Donny has stepped it up, Everton. That seems to be his level.
As well, 4.5.
I think we might go Everton there, Az.
Although, I think probably the standout here is Gordon. Anthony Gordon, 5.5.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that then.
Attacking
winger.
He's on
set pieces as well.
Yeah.
I actually really like Gordon for that game week 29 double Everton have got.
Gordon's the one. I think he's now the 4.5 option. I think Ramsey's good for this week, but I think people who are wildcarding... like I'm probably going to be, are going to be looking at Gordon for 29, for sure. Okay, I mean, if you look at our team here, Fraser, Suchek, Sissoko, Sancho, Gordon, we don't need a lot of returns here to get 10 grand.
Got a lot of spare change as well. We haven't spent our budget.
yeah.
If you had one.
There you go, everyone. Like that. So that's Gianni and I's team. If you're interested in Fantasy 5, check out the links in the description below. It's completely free. So, yeah, why not? And try and win some of the money or... win some of the great prizes they've got, like the Apple Watch or Henri's signed shirt if you're not in the UK, as I mentioned. Gianni, that's it from us this week. Thank you so much again. I will see you next week. I'll be on a... Well, I said last week I'd probably be on a wildcard this week, but I'm delaying it now by a week, I think. I still don't really know what I'm doing, to be honest.
I look forward to seeing your team. I'm going to have team envy when I see your free hit. Like, it's going to be a good... I mean, you'll have... Nine doublers with what? Kane and Salah.
Yeah, Kane and Salah. And then I think I'd be debating Trent whether to keep him or whether to go for another doubler. That's the kind of decision. I think I'd probably risk it. But Kane and Salah would definitely stay, given how they're playing. Excellent. Yeah. Right. I will see you next week.
Look forward to it, mate. Thank you. Cheers for watching, guys.